Music Friday.
Yes.
That's Eden Archer, Bad Imitation of Something Good. And now, I got to say that Eden has just stepped into the studio. We did a little sound check. And we're going to pray for ourselves here. We've had some, it's a brand new studio, so we have some technical things that are happening here. And it will be very interesting to see what actually occurs when we go live here in just a few minutes. But I got to say, the music is absolutely
amazing,
astounding. Really great stuff.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here in this gorgeous city in the skyscraper.
Yeah, how about that? Where are you from?
I'm from Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, there's not a lot of music from Gainesville, Florida.
A lot of music, not so many skyscrapers.
Yeah.
So this is super fancy for me.
Yeah, well, just wait. It's, you know, the building may be fancy, but the occupants are not. So I don't know how that really goes. You are going to be playing at Haymarket, which we absolutely love.
Yes.
Haymarket Brewery.
Great spot.
On Randolph,
yes.
And that's going to be on Saturday, tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah, at 7:30. It's such a beautiful room, a special vibe. Some rooms just have a great vibe, and Haymarket Pub does, and I'm just so happy to be back in Chicago to play it. We got a Grammy-nominated Andrew Duhon, Alex Hoffer. It's going to be a jam.
Pretty amazing stuff. And now, are you you traveling with this now that you've got, is it an LP or EP that you have out?
My EP was from a few years ago. I'm ramping up to release a full length.
Oh, full album.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a scary thing. But you're working with big producers, actually, right? I mean, you've got some people on here that...
I've got some great players. It's half produced by myself and then half by...
That's what I said, great producers.
Right. True, but no, I have some amazing players. My bass player, Kat Popper, she played with Jack White and Ryan Adams. My guitar player is on tour with Joe Jackson right now. Another guitar player has played with, like, Dolly Parton and Emmy Lou. And it's just, you know, I'm just so lucky to have these awesome players. So I'm really excited about it. I love all these songs also.
Where's full-time home for you now?
Basically Nashville.
Nashville you're working
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody says that.
Well,
I know.
As soon as Jay Cutler moved down there, then everybody had to move to Nashville.
He's selling his $8 million home, if anyone wants it.
Yeah, let me go take a look.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all right, whatever. Well, Nashville's a great place, though, because
it
all the musicians, we'd say this every week when we have people on, and everybody's from Nashville now, because if you're gonna make music, you're going to find other writers and producers and people, the collaborators.
Yeah.
It's the best place to be.
Oh, it's amazing to be able to go out any night of the week and be inspired. It really keeps you on your toes. You know, you can't rest on your laurels there. You really, really pushes you.
It's the only thing that's missing is a Subway, because everybody would be down in the Subway playing there too.
Yeah.
Like they do here. And that's, and if they got a Subway, which they only have to be one block long because you have all the people down there. When you walk up and down the streets there in the Bar District or wherever, and
Broadway,
on Broadway, or you go off out into the neighborhoods, down near Vanderbilt or anything, and you find these like little coffee houses, and the people who are sitting there playing guitar are, I mean, they're some of the best you've ever heard in your
unbelievable.
Life. It's like insane, the
competition. So much talent
down there.
In
yes,
one place.
And the songwriting. I mean, there's so many great songwriters. So I'm just happy to be there hanging out. I wanted to be part of a community, make friends with other artists, and I really have found that there. They're so welcoming, and everybody knows each other, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody wants to collaborate because they're, you know, some of them have already had some success, and others are just kind of, you know, sitting there waiting on that moment, because the songs, music is so different now, because you have, the songs have to find their audience as opposed to being shoved in front of an already hungry audience the way
right.
it was, you know, for decades in the music industry. And there's just so much content, and it's so, and there's, and the record labels, they don't see the money in it anymore. So they just, they sort of let you off to, you know, they've orphaned a lot of great artists,
sure.
but from that comes some really great art.
That's true. I mean, there isn't much money because of streaming. People don't really right. buy albums. I mean, I don't buy albums anymore either.
You really should start. You should always say that you do, even if you don't.
I pay for my streaming service, for sure. And I do buy albums from my friends. And when I go to a show, I'll buy a vinyl. You know, that's great. But as far as, like, you know, those days of carrying a whole book of CDs around everywhere you go.
Right.
Those days are gone.
Right.
Vinyl is still something really special that people love. So
I find vinyl to be, it's such a funny thing, because vinyl does have a richer, wider sound than compacted music, literally, but it's, I think, you know, there's the lack of durability of the vinyl itself is what always gets me. I cannot tell you how many, as a kid, how many albums, you know, when I was a club DJ, how many albums I ruined, how many got melted in the trunk of my car.
The day that we had heard that John Lennon died, my mom came home and she found me and my sister sliding up and down the hallway on his record. I sat on it and my sister just pushed me and we were
really.
She was like,
"What a story!"
Yeah.
There's a song in there somewhere.
There's a
song. I think.
Yeah, yeah. There was punishment in there somewhere too.
I
would
was.
Imagine. Yeah,
was it
very
a
emotional.
Musical family? You said.
Yeah, I come from a very musical family, not a music business family, just like. Yeah. Music.
Everybody did something.
Passion.
Yeah, we all played. My dad played stand-up bass for like a old-timey honky-tonk band. My mom plays also and taught us a lot of. We used to sing ballads when we were younger, child's ballads from England and Scotland and Ireland. Oh. A lot of murder ballads, actually.
Oh.
Which were, you know, kind of hardcore. Oh. Always a little creepy to have a bunch of little girls singing that because me and my sisters would sing in 3 and 4 part.
About decapitation
harmony.
And things like that? Yeah.
There is a song about that, yes. Well, everyone has a sword. Everyone has. The real phrase is they have a wee pen knife.
Oh.
Seems like everyone has a wee pen knife.
Oh, it's like that little area from Game of Thrones. You know,
that's
so kind of what it is. Yeah. Wow. Well, this has gone off the rails, hasn't it? All right. Now here's the deal. Eden Archer is going to play for us live and pray for us before she plays for us because there is going. We're going to try to make this work in this studio for the first time. So this will be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. You can go see her tomorrow night. She's opening for Andrew Duhone, who is a Grammy-nominated artist at Haymarket Brewery, which is at the corner of Randolph and Halsted. You cannot miss it. And like I said, a great music room.
It's free.
Yeah, it's separate from the restaurant. You can walk through the restaurant or go separately, and it's intimate, but you can always get the bar is gigantic.
So it
you
is,
can
always get and a great drink. Beer.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the best of both worlds.
And closest to the bathroom. And that, to me, is the most important thing. So if it's not going well, at least you can get to the bathroom quickly. I mean, that's the thing. All right, stay right here. Eden's going to play for us. But first, let's check in with Judy, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
The Illinois State Board of Elections says it was very likely the target by the Russians.
Violetta?
Pat Tomasulo of WGN Morning News. He has his own comedy show, and Saturday nights in Chicago, they'll never be the same. Man of the People, Saturdays at 10 on WGN-TV.
That's Eden Archer. She's about to play for us live. That's a single called Cruel Mother. And you can find Eden Archer where all fine music is sold on the internet and streaming services. And you are going to be, you could see her tomorrow night, opening for Andrew Duhone at Haymarket. Andrew Duhone is a Grammy-nominated artist. And I think that we'll be able to say that about Eden before this is all said and done as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And yes, from my lips to somebody's ears. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, all right, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song that's probably going to be the next single that I put out. It's called Six Wing Angel.
Take it away.
Keep calling, please don't call my name. Can you leave it till the morning? For I will be here just the same. Well, Lord, I know you'll do my number. If you don't sing me over, sing me soft and sweet. I got nobody at my bedside, and a six-winged angel at my feet, and a six-winged angel at my feet. I'm asking for a few more hours. is a lonesome mist I've been. I know the best thing about dying is I won't have to die again. Well, whiskey, whiskey, sing me over. Sing me soft and sweet. Six-winged angel at my feet, and a six-winged angel at my feet. Soft and sweet. I've got nobody at my bedside, and a six-winged angel at my feet, and a six-winged angel at my feet. Oh,
go. Wow.
Wow.
Well,
so good.
Eden Archer, you can see her tomorrow night at Haymarket, which is a great room. Like we said, it's at Randolph and Halsted in Chicago. And I'm not quite sure what you're doing with your voice. I'm not quite what I'm hearing here.
Well, I heard one of it being described as sultry as sweet tea, and somehow that just works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
I like sweet tea.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Now she demures. Yeah.
Sweet with the right amount of punch in there, too.
Yeah.
You can feel there's a lot of energy there.
Put a little moonshine in there. Thank you.
Yes. And there's listen, every great soulful folk country crossover is really, it's an ode to whiskey. I mean, it's what it is.
There's a long tradition of songs in that canon, you know, whiskey, moonshine. It's metaphorical also, so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's mostly about the whiskey, but whatever you say, I'm going to go with it.
This song is actually literally about the whiskey,
I think that's what I heard. I heard. All right, you want to go see her tomorrow night. Do not miss this at Haymarket Brewery in Chicago, which is Randolph and Halsted. Just, you know, put it in your computer and you'll get right there.
We should mention also, just name one of the 10 best country songs of the week by Rolling Stone is your Bad Imitation of Something Good, and that is incredible.
I was stunned and blown away by that. I'm so grateful. Yeah, I'm so excited to be Rolling Stone.
Eden Archer, E-D-A-N, by the way, is how you spell that. EdenArcher.com. You can look at her Facebook, Instagram, all the rest of the stuff right there. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for sharing your talent with us. It's
going to
beautiful.
Be a great star, and you will forget us like all the great stars do on your way up, and then remember us on your way down. That's how it always works out. Eden Archer, go see her tomorrow night at Haymarket. We've got Judy Pylak's news coming your way in 2 minutes.